Hello, hello, OdaFest podcast listeners. This is the day before day zero. OdaFest minus one.
My God.
My God.
Your God.
When this airs, if you have a weekend pass, you can pick it up tomorrow. Oh, boy. Oh,
you sure can.
Boy. Yippee.
It's time.
It's time.
We're
here.
It's
time for OdaFest. It's finally happening. It's finally happening. Everybody stay calm. Stay calm.
Or stay healthy so that you can be ready. Because that's why it's Angelo and I on this show. Nancy is ill and she's just trying to get healthy in time for the big fest of OTA.
Oh, yeah. Because Nancy's got some panels. Mm. Nancy's going to be doing things. Nancy needs to be healthy. We can't be out here. We can't be out here spreading plagues. I don't want to mention the plague that's spreading around because, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
oh, boy.
Bad.
Oh, boy.
But on to more positive things. We have news and announcements. Could you believe?
News
on the
and
day before the OdaFest?
We have news
the Saturdays.
Right up to the last minute.
The Saturdays are gone. You guys are amazing. There are now only Friday and Sunday passes left.
At time of recording.
Yes, at time of recording, which is half a week before.
By the time
this
airs, they might be picked up.
It's absolutely true. This could be irrelevant information. But at this time, there are now only Friday and Sunday passes left. And you guessed it, they're starting to go faster and faster. So please lock in your OdaFest 2026 experience at odafest.com. Day passes are not eligible for Thursday. Early pickup in the evening. Please consult the schedule and your emails for updates. And early pickup is only eligible for weekend pass holders.
Yeah. And during OdaFest 2026, Stephen Avenue is undergoing construction alongside the edge of the buildings that OdaFest takes place at. Unfortunately, this creates a limitation in outdoor space. However, OdaFest has extended into the Hyatt. Due to construction on Stephen Avenue, we are unfortunately unable to host food trucks this year, but that's okay. We have partnered with the Hyatt to bring you an all-day concession with breakfast options from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Get your delicious and potentially nutritious fuel outside of the gallery room at the Hyatt. Check the selection. Head over to OdaFest.com for a map on how best to get to the Hyatt via the second floor plus 15.
Of course, we'll have signs everywhere as well. But just if you were on a pre-plan, I would recommend it. And of course, last but not least, long-time festival attendees already know. But the Calgary Transit C trains will not be operating downtown during the May long weekend. That's from, I believe, all the way down from Kirby Station all the way over to City Hall. All of them will be closed and a few more stations beyond that as well.
Yep, the regular May-long maintenance.
Yep, also the City of Calgary is doing road work at Centre Street going northbound. We recommend planning your route in advance, avoiding Centre Street north as much as possible downtown. Please check the City of Calgary's official pages for updates. We apologize for these conveniences, but please stay diligent. We'll see you soon.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
They're just trying to keep us down, man.
They really are. They really, really are.
They're trying to suppress our power.
Oh, my God. And one other little pro tip. I actually heard about this. If by some miracle you actually do get to park at the TCC in the Underground Parkade, press the maximum time button twice, because the first time it only gets you to 6 p.m., even though they allow for, like, parking all the way to 6 a.m. But you have to hit the max time button twice. I've actually got dinged by that in the past.
And we have content going much further than just 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
On any given day. I think the earliest we end is like 10, technically.
OdaFest Amplified is going on at 9. And then there's a lot of fantastic, fantastic programming. We were looking through the schedule. I had to laugh. We are airing Elfinlied.
We are.
In this.
And that's definitely daytime television for the kiddies.
2026. It's not for the kids. Do not take your children to watch Elfinlied. If you want your children to watch Elfinlied while they are technically children, do it at home. Don't do that at OdaFest.
Look.
Oh, God. Oh,
when I was growing up as a child of parents who worked full time, I was allowed to watch RoboCop, the 1987 version, whatever the original was. And I think the only reason I was really allowed to is because, A, my parents didn't pay that much attention because they're both immigrants and they're just like, whatever. I technically also grew up in a different time a little bit. And thirdly, they had toys. So therefore, they were like, toys are for kids. So therefore, this movie must
be
for
RoboCop. Kids. I've never watched RoboCop. And
oh, we should watch it together. I haven't watched it in a while.
My entire childhood, I actually did think that RoboCop was a kid's movie. I was like 25
plus. It has
plus.
A cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
It
no,
has
it does.
A cartoon.
I have seen parts of the cartoon before.
Yes.
I was more than 25 when I saw clips of the original movie.
It's partially because it's a different era, but RoboCop was legit one of my childhood movies growing up. I probably watched that movie like 20 or 30 times. And I would watch it again. It's a great movie. But let's get away from this because there's a lot of much more amazing content at OdaFest that we want to talk about. At the OdaFest podcast, we want to promote.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We've got so much going on. There are shows by Aaliyah.
We got Mayonnaise. We got Advanced Ratio. We have 404s. They're a performer too, you know? We got Yosuka. Yeah. We got the Japanese traditional dancing. We've got Miura Ayame and Miko. Yes, we have Taiko. We have the drag show. We have Van Gogh. We have Ebony LaBelle joining us as well. We have our cosplayers, Tiffany Gordon cosplay. And we have, I think actually that's the only cosplay guest. We have very many voice actor guests and VTubers, including Kira Buckland, Kyle McCarley, Howard Wang, Bryson Bogus, Papa Mutt, Froggy Lock.
I am.
Who else do we have?
So
we
excited.
Have,
My Oshi Porcelain Maid is having a panel.
Porcelain Maid.
I actually have a window of his stream open right now as we record this. I'm not one of those fake fans, you see.
It's funny because I think I've said this on stream before, but like the streamer I follow the most collabs with VTubers often, but he himself is just a flesh tuber.
Oh, is that Nags or something?
Oh, close.
Close.
It's Ray.
Ah.
Yeah, I watch Ray a good amount. I like his content because I've watched his content for a long, long time now. And it's just like that he became very VTuber friendly and VTuber adjacent. And I think it's just really funny because I have, as you know, we have friends who are VTubers.
We have friends who are VTubers. One of our friends had a panel last year and I felt bad. I couldn't go to her panel because it filled up. They cut off the line like half an hour before the panel started.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a popular panel.
I just think it's... I've always existed in that space socially. I'm very, like, adjacent to known people. But I myself refuse to be perceived.
You are a ninja.
Yeah. I guess I have this podcast, but...
You have this podcast, you know, and you also moderate for Games Done Quick. I think that's it. That is your entire presence
online. I'm adjacent to many people.
You have approximate knowledge of many people.
I'm that person who's like the 1 or 2 degrees away, but I prefer to be away. I prefer in the to be in the degree and not to be of the degree.
And I get you.
And I don't care to name drop anyone. I like knowing people for who they are. And that's it.
Fair. I think my weirdest, like, degrees is I am 2 degrees away from Frankie Muniz. Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that is because he was a driver for the same racing team that my dad was on.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I do know about the Frankie Muniz racing teams.
Yeah.
I have, as you know, approximate knowledge of many things.
Approximate knowledge of many things.
Yes. But I would say that some of the best knowledge I have is about Odafest, this little convention in this little corner of the universe.
Oh.
We have so much going on. I was just thinking about it the other day. I think this is my 18th year, which means I'm legally allowed to drink in Odafest years.
You're staff. You can't be drinking at Odafest in public, in view of anyone.
Stop me.
Go down to El Furniture Warehouse, get a couple drinks or two there, and then go back to your duties. I don't know. Yeah. No. You're very irresponsible.
I don't know about that. I think I've always stated that Odafest is... my cosplay at Odafest is of someone responsible.
Oh, my God. Well, you say that. We keep telling cosplayers that they have, like, a countdown, right? And I was talking to a wonderful cosplayer, Ozzy J. Lee. Good friend of the podcast. And we were talking about a cosplay prop for a cosplay of his. And this was a solid, like, 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I started it yesterday.
Good.
I started the prop yesterday. I don't know if it's going to get done. But it was really fun. It includes a Raspberry Pi Pico and an accelerometer and an RGB strip. I expected the accelerometer portion to take me about 30 minutes to figure out. I was working on that for 2 hours.
Good. That's what you get when you believe that any of your prior experience and any of your skill set allow you to do anything with ease in preparing your next cosplay. That is pure hubris, and the cosplay gods will not have it.
Yeah. I think at this point, all I need is a little bit of sandpaper and some gumption. I can use Dio's Dremel. I'm putting together a very much con safe sword.
Oh, I see.
Yes. It's very yellow and translucent. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
As long as it's not a yaoi paddle.
It is not a yaoi paddle, but the character it's for is the bathtub lawyer in JJK. And good lord, there is so much yaoi of that man. There is.
What isn't there yaoi of, okay?
Women.
Oh, I got my...
There's no yaoi of women.
That's technically not true.
Technically not true, but mostly correct.
Yes, mostly correct. That is probably something we won't get into.
Oh my god. Oh my lord.
Yeah. But yeah, this weekend snuck up on me. There was and still is much to do. But that being said, leading up to, it kind of just like, we are here. It just showed up in our faces. It's kind of nuts.
It really is. Like, We're on top of it. We know when it's coming, and it still finds a way to sneak up on us. All I know is that I've got Thursday off. I've got Friday off. I don't work weekends. I don't work holidays. I've got 5 days off coming up this week. And despite all of that, I don't know if I'm going to have all the time that I need to take care of Odafest stuff.
Not even just that. I feel like, you know, I almost feel like I'm getting ahead of myself here because I feel like I'm getting into the con blues before we've even gotten to the con.
Oh
But
no.
I feel like this is in an ideal world, right? Like Odafest is already packed with events, and we're very proud of that. You know, we're proud of all the community panels. We're proud of all the shows, all of the guest interactions, the exhibitors, and all the stuff that's like the in between. Nothing that's on the schedule, but it's like the socializing that you do in between each and every experience that is on the schedule. And in some ideal world, I don't want to expand Odafest in the sense of I don't want to add any more content. I just wish that there was 30 hours in a day. You know what I mean?
Yes, I was going through the schedule. I was on Sked. I was on otofest2026.sked.com and I logged in
Wow.
and I started clicking off all of the things that I want to go to because I want to go to a lot of things. And already I'm seeing conflicts. Already I'm being like, "Well, here's a thing," and then half an hour later, "Wait, another thing that I want to go to is
I
at the
mean,
time."
the thing is that like it feels so strange, but like we want to offer everything, but like we there's actually a lot that we have to omit too. There have been times where we have to omit things 'cause it just doesn't fit, it doesn't work this way. It's going against too many other things. But again, it's not that I want to expand the con. I just wish that everyone had enough time to experience everything because everyone has their interests, right? Like people have, for example, VTubing as an interest or cosplay as an interest or Pokemon as their interests. I get that. But I genuinely also believe that almost every, well, not almost, every experience that we have on the schedule is worth going to. Even if it's not your direct interest, you will find something fun about it. You will find something interesting about it. You will learn something, and maybe you'll add it to your repertoire of nerdy knowledge, right? And
Yeah.
just because of all those things, I wish everyone had the time to sort of, again, experience these things because I just
Like,
don't see otherwise,
my
you know.
first time, playing Catan was at Odafest.
See, that's really weird because like I know that you have friends to play board games with. I would have assumed that you played that outside
It was
of
literally, it
Odafest.
was you, Dio, and Alfred. That was my first ever game of
Oh,
Catan.
interesting.
Yeah. Longtime
And
viewers
that's
of or listeners of the Odafest podcast would remember Alfred. He kind of
it's
created
true.
it.
He's an Og.
He's an OG. An
Yeah.
OG.
But yeah, there's so many things, and I wish that people had the time, but unfortunately, we have to schedule things against each other. There's literally only one time, one slot for this thing or whatnot. So I hope everybody gets to make the most of Odafest. I'm hoping to attend a few things myself. My partner is attending for the first time in maybe a long
It's
time.
gonna
I
be
guess,
their first time.
kind of, yeah.
Oh my
They
lord.
volunteered in the past,
Oh,
and you
okay.
know, obviously, they sort of experience Odafest like in proximity to me. But as I understand it, they were kind of like, "This is my first Odafest," and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that." And they were kind of late on the bus for scheduling for this year, but that's okay. I think it's just important that they're going at all, and I hope they're gonna have a good time. And I'm not, I will sound like an awful partner, but I'm not even spending that much time with them, or at least we haven't really planned to. She's going with a friend,
Oh,
and they're
good.
gonna hang out and see things. And I know that they've gotten tickets for the Maid Cafe, which I think will be amazing because that's just, you know, that's one of my personal prides.
That is your baby.
It will always be my baby, even though I don't
You
run it,
don't
and
do it anymore.
I take no credit for how it's evolved. I really don't,
You are not
but I love it
even part of Maid Cafe anymore. But it's
for like
still
over 10 years. Not gonna lie,
Yeah,
like it's been
it's
over a
been
decade since I
forever.
was, but I will always have a very soft, heart for the May Cafe because I've always understood how much work goes into it. And I also know that people genuinely appreciate it. They genuinely appreciate our vision for it. We don't host it the way that other cons host it. And God, it's just going to be amazing, the work that they do. And it's really worth the time to go see it. I know that they are also going to go to the Pokemon Stuffy stitching thing, which I've never even actually witnessed because I've usually been too much, like, too busy to, you know, be able to go by and participate myself. I'm sure they're going to, I really hope that they have a great time. I actually don't want to influence too much of their experience. I kind of want them to tell me all about their day afterwards, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, they know what they're doing. They know exactly. They don't need crusty old geezers like us telling them what to do.
Yeah, with my old eyes being like, I know what to do, where you have to go.
Our old eyes and aching backs and creaking knees.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that experience is how you thread a needle for cosplay, right? The very first time you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I'm actually really happy about what our charity partner is this year. So for anybody who hasn't heard so far, our charity partner for 2026 is the Canadian Cancer Society.
Yes.
And that one hits for a lot of OdaFest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, cancer is, in the year 2026, still a leading cause of death and disease amongst many, many people. If you've never experienced it, unfortunately, someone close to you likely has. And, you know, we have survivors of cancer, and we unfortunately have people who have passed. And, you know, we've talked about on podcasts here. Unfortunately, we've had a friend who passed recently. And this is not just a charity choice because of Sean. We've actually had the Canadian Cancer Society as a partner prior, I believe, through Breast Cancer Canada.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Yeah. We understand. And honestly, like, you know, as you get older, you will unfortunately meet more people who have been touched by cancer. And, you know, we want to be able to fundraise for this cause to help treatment and prevention and hopefully move towards a future where cancer is like smallpox. We just talk about it like something that happens, but it's treatable, and we don't have to worry about it anymore. That'd be nice.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is the Canadian Cancer Society. We'll be partnering up with them throughout OdaFest. There's many, many ways to support. There's the charity auction.
The charity auction always goes crazy.
It's super, super nuts.
We always have Brendan Hunter emceeing the charity auction. And mm-hmm. Oh my God, he puts on some of the craziest outfits. Last year, he was in this entire floral getup. It was insane. I loved it.
Yes. Dude is dapper AF.
Oh my God. He is.
I feel like we just channel our dapper energies through him. Like, I don't have to be dapper if it means that Brendan is able to channel and summon the dapper energies of all around him.
Brendan Hunter is dapper enough to raise up the Calgary average.
Yes. Also, if anyone's into, what do they call them? Bad ribbons? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes. So longtime staffer and volunteer and general OdaFest supporter, I'm going to shout out Hope. They have been first of all, Hope is an amazingly good force in within the ranks of Odafest. They've been around Odafest for a long, long time. I can genuinely say that.
They have been a part of Odafest, either volunteering or staff, yes, since before I moved to Calgary.
Yes.
That was 2009.
And as an attendee prior to that, I remember them attending as well. But one of the big things that they're super known for is attending the charity as well. And they actually set aside, they always set aside a savings account throughout the year that they put money into just to participate in the Odafest charity auction. And then I believe they've also made badge ribbons this year saying that basically they beat Hope is the
oh
is
my
the badge
god
ribbon. They've outbid Hope at the charity auction, and Hope puts in some serious digits towards a charity auction. And I don't mean just lifetime. I mean, like, we're talking four-digit bids.
That is going to be an achievement-style badge ribbon. Like, sometimes
yes,
you get
exactly.
badge ribbons for buying from, like, certain artists or
yes.
vendors, or sometimes you just get them from a friend or something.
Yep.
Getting one that is actually an achievement like that is absolutely crazy.
Yes. And I think that's just another aspect of what makes our event special, that people are willing to do this. You know, obviously it's for a good cause, but at the end of the day, like, it's also something that they find worth doing, because that's what it is about. It's about finding things that are worth investing your time into, and we'd like to believe that we can help you find those things if the event itself is not already the thing that you find worth investing in, right?
Yeah.
With
all of that said, I think right now is a nice time to name drop our Odafest sponsors.
Kono bangumi wa goran no sponsor no tekyo de okuri shimasu.
We've got our title sponsors, Alberta Treasury Bank, Calgary Downtown Association, and Pentacore Energy. Our gold sponsor, Visual K Dreamer.
We also have our silver sponsor, Goro and Gun Japanese Noodle Bar. And we have both bronze sponsors, A&W Canada and Mindful Mage Counseling. And that's, of course, not forgetting our 2026 charity, the Canadian Cancer Society.
But that's not all. We have our event and funding partners, Access to Card, Alberta Foundation for the Arts, Best of Buds Floral Boutique, Calgary TELUS Convention Center, Calgary Arts Development, Chinook Crafts, City of Calgary, Cross Infinite World, Endless Era Gaming, Gay Calgary, Irodori Lights, Just Sweet Enough Diabetic Bakery and Health Foods.
And that's not all. We still have also Kensington Art Supply and Instruction, Coco, Little Rock Printing, Marriott Hotels, Oguraya Bakery, Plamod Distributors Incorporated, Production World, Redhead's Japa Cafe, Roots Collective Calgary, Sentry Box Cards, The Costume Shop, and last but not least, YCOM Solutions.
Let's
That's
go.
Just the alphabetical of
that
it,
is
baby.
The alphabetical order. I'm sorry, YCOM, you start with a W.
Yep.
As someone
if you want
with
to be
name,
at the top,
a last name that starts with a V, I know your pain.
As of someone with a surname who starts with a W, I know the pain more. What do you know of my pain, V? Nothing.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. God.
I do. It's funny. I do remember the first time, not the only time, obviously, but the first time that in school, on the roll call, I met a kid whose last name started with Z.
Oh, wow.
And therefore was after mine. And I still remember their last name. And I was like, how dare you? I don't have much. And you take this away from me also?
All I know is that if, for whatever reason, I was going to be having a child, for some reason, I would legally change my last name to something that starts with two A's, and I would also just call them Aaron or something.
Yeah, just be Aaron. They could be Aaron Aaron.
Exactly. They would just straight up be like, yeah, Aaron Aaron, you have a name like that, but don't worry. You are going to be first on every alphabetical list.
Aaron,
you will
Aaron
thank me one day.
Derbeck. Aaron Derbeck.
Just take a normal name and just add two A's onto the front. It's great.
Hell, if you really want to be impressive, add three A's. That will they really stick. Aaron. Actually, there's a name that would precede that. Don't go with Aaron. If you're going to do that, why even stick with something traditional? Go with Abe or something. Abe.
Anyways. Lord. Oh, my God. So,
yeah.
Odafest isn't the only thing going on right now. There was some shenanigans going on from Bellevue, Washington, right from the Valve offices. We were talking about it last weekend.
We sure did.
The Steam controller came out, and within 30 minutes, they were gone.
Yeah, the warehouse burnt down, right? Is what you're saying? Like, the warehouse full of Steam controllers just burnt down, so they were gone.
They burnt down so fast because everybody was trying to, like, process their credit card transactions at the same time, and the computers overloaded and just caught fire, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the Steam controller, it got sold out in 30 minutes. You and I both agreed that it was too much money for us to justify at $150 Canadian.
Okay.
But that it was still a good controller.
First of all, yes, we did talk about this. But secondly, okay, part of this is just scalpers. It's not just like, of the 2 million controllers we produced, everybody just wanted one and kept it for themselves. No, they got people buying like six of them that can afford it. And just because
within hours of the novelty, controllers going live, there were eBay listings for like $300 or $400. It was insane.
Yeah.
But Valve actually did something kind of neat in response.
Yes.
When they were talking about their restock, they came out and said, yes, to avoid scalpers, we are going to only sell one controller per account, which everybody was like, okay, but what about scalpers with like 100 bot accounts?
Mm-hmm.
To which the mouth of Gaben at Valve HQ, not to be confused with Gaben, the mouth of Gaben, kind of like the mouth of Sauron.
Yes.
They said only Steam accounts with a verified purchase before April 27th. So this was not something you can just do. If you have a network of bot accounts, you have to have made all of those bot accounts buy games in the past. So from this, it's not going to be perfect, of course. There are going to be people with bot accounts that have actual verified purchases. But it's going to cut down on scalping a massive amount. A massive amount. Which is also really interesting, because it is basically confirmed that the Steam machines themselves have been sent to Valve distribution centers. We are so close to the Steam machine, the Steam machine release. It's going to be any day or any week now, but we still don't know the price. We still don't even know how much it's going to cost.
Yeah. I think it's good that they have anti-scalping measures. I actually read about something interesting recently around anti-scalping as well.
Oh, yeah?
Where, in a somewhat related vein, you know, like Pokemon cards?
Yes.
People go nuts for Pokemon cards.
People go insane. There was a guy who got arrested because he staked out a Best Buy. He, like, stayed in there overnight.
People are nuts for fucking children's cardboard, and you know, a shop in Japan has decided to implement a countermeasure that might be seen as drastic in a way, but I think it's justified, especially because I think it does differentiate collectors and like scalpers, who are essentially collectors, to be honest. In this day and age, collectors are basically scalpers.
Well, okay? It depends. If they're collecting because they want the cards, they're not a scalper. If they intend to sell the cards,
I hate to say it, but they participate in the scalper's market.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you're part
kids
of the problem.
Kids don't give money to scalpers.
Yeah, but there's a shop in Japan, trading card game shop. They've started to cut the corners off of boosters, like the literal, because they're trying to make them not perfect. Yes, and like, because you can still play the card. The card will not be like damaged in that sense, but it will be damaged slightly so that it will become imperfect by default.
I like that.
I was like, I kind of get it. Like, if you're just into it for trading and for playing, you don't need a perfect card, right?
No, you don't need perfect cards. Having the perfect card is just a matter of like, well, I like my cards.
Very objective and all the grading shit.
You would have to make sure every card in your deck is clipped the same way. Otherwise, that would be like a marked card, and you would know when you're going to draw those cards.
Yeah, a little bit. The other thing that they do, apparently, is that they try to only sell cards to people under, like, 15. Like, you have to show your school ID, they also have, like, a membership group where it's, like, these are people that you can trust who aren't shitty scalpers.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I understand that, like, for any adults who would want the cards, who would like legitimately like the game and want to play the game, that sucks for them, that leaves them out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, guys, I'm in your camp, but this is a game primarily for kids, and it should be available for them.
It's true. We talked about this a little bit when we were talking about the cost of gaming nowadays. Like,
yeah,
as a whole, gaming, which honestly used to be one of like the best and easiest pastimes to get into. Like, yes, you had to buy a little bit of hardware with a console. And even back then, it technically wasn't cheap. But you could get hours and hours and hours, and you didn't have to do an online subscription, or you didn't have to be online
up,
all the time.
From like 2010.
You weren't just buying a license. You were buying the game, yeah. You know?
I would say that from 2010-ish, maybe even a little bit earlier than that, up until like 2021, 2022, when was the goddamn first graphics card gold rush, if you will? From 2010 to 2018 was probably the cheapest time for gaming ever, all things considered, where the value that you got out of gaming was probably the best money for entertainment, the best dollar per hour of entertainment that you could possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talked about it. We did the math for Hey You Pikachu versus my PS3. I'm not going to get into that again. But, like, it feels bad. I don't hate the kids. I want them to be able to have fun and have, like, a good time with gaming and cardboard and do the nerdy stuff, you know? You know? Nerd stuff.
Absolutely.
Is fun.
Yeah. People. Stop taking fun away from kids.
Otherwise, you know what's going to happen to them? They're just going to be on their motorcycle in downtown Surrey, and they're going to see a sedan in an intersection. They're going to be like, that car is ramp-shaped. I've seen this in video games. Time to do it. And then their motorcycle is going to go careening through the air and get caught on a lamppost on the traffic light. Did you see that picture?
What the hell? No, I have not. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is insane. So this was a little bit viral over the last couple days. There was a motorcycle incident in in Surrey, BC. And everybody everybody was just in awe because a motorcycle, a regular sized motorcycle, was perfectly caught on a traffic light.
Yeah, so I see the picture now. So the front fork where the wheel is, the
front wheel is hooked the street, around.
What do you call it? The traffic light arm is underneath that fork. So the rest of the engine and the rear wheel is dangling from there, and it's just hanging by the fork and the front wheel.
Like, I feel
that is some GTA shit. Everyone's waiting for GTA 6.
The Surrey
6
physics
crazy.
Engine broke. I don't know what else to say. Actually, I do know what else to say. The emergency crews were around there trying to figure out how to get the motorcycle down when we all learned this in like school, in grade school, high school. When you get a ball stuck in a tree, you start throwing other balls until you unstick the first ball, right? Clearly, they need to throw motorcycles at the first motorcycle to get it off of the lamppost. It's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of nuts. It's very, I don't know if impressive is the word I want to use because I don't want anyone to.
You don't want anybody to
imitate this. Yes. We don't need to turn this into a planking challenge. You know,
Very, very impressive. Now, who's going to get one on top of the blue ring?
My God. All right. So on that note.
On that note, we'll see you at HODAFest.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody.